Coming up on this edition of Opinions Matter, is OnlyFans a good way to make a quick killing?
We're doing it, and we're doing really well from this. And I'll tell you now, if you're going to moan about not having money, there are ways of making money. Just shut the fuck up moaning about it and do something about it.
But not all OnlyFans creators agree.
I would be very much against people just thinking it was an easy way to earn money. Personally, I think that's extremely bad advice and information to give out. It's a lot to put at risk in the hope that you're going to make a few quick bob.
That's all to come on this special edition of Opinions Matter.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop into the Oasis Bar, have a bite to eat because the food is to die for, I have to tell you. And the atmosphere in the bar is always fantastic. And if you're from outside Dublin, may we recommend staying right here at the White Sands Hotel. And the view, by the way, at the front of the hotel of North Dublin Bay is just spectacular. And when the weather is nice, there is nowhere else nicer in Dublin. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? I want to read an email that came in to us a couple of days ago, and I want to get your reaction to it. In just a moment, I'll be talking to the lady who sent us this message, but have a listen to this. Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. Please don't say my name, but I am messaging you about the amount of people who are giving out about the cost of living and not being able to afford food and stuff and who are struggling to pay for their kids. I'm a mother of two young kids from the Dublin 24 area who's turning 30 this year. I lost my job last year, so myself and my fella were struggling financially. He was working a 9-to-5 job, but the money wasn't great, so last summer we decided to start an OnlyFans account to make money. We are now making almost 10 grand a month, and he has been able to give up his previous job. We already had an amazing sex life, so we thought that we may as well make some money out of it. We were even able to move to our favourite part of Dublin as a result. The reason that I'm messaging you is because I am so sick of seeing people moaning about money and not being able to afford stuff for their kids. We put our pride aside for our kids and are now happier and more comfortable than we've ever been financially. We have so much more time at home with our kids now and so much more money. So to anyone saying they can't afford this or they can't afford that, stop making excuses and do something about it. No excuses at all for kids to go without. This is literally the best thing we have ever done. Typical whinging Irish moan and do nothing about it. And that is from a lady called Tiffany. Well, that's not actually her name. That is actually the name that she uses on her OnlyFans account. And I'm fascinated because we've done a couple of podcasts at this stage on Opinions Matter about OnlyFans, people who are content creators, that's what they're called, content creators on OnlyFans. We've had a number of previous podcasts. One of those content creators is a lady that we have spoken to on this podcast before, and her name is Sinead Connell. A little bit later on, I'm going to be talking to Sinead about a brand new documentary called Call Me Mommy, A Mother's Love is a Blessing. And it's all about Sinead and Sinead's journey and Sinead's content creation on OnlyFans and being involved in the sex industry. I'll be talking to Sinead in a couple of minutes, but in just a couple of seconds, I'm going to be talking to that lady, Tiffany, to find out why she thinks OnlyFans is such a great career.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
So just a moment ago, you heard the email that I read out from a lady whose OnlyFans name is Tiffany. And she has agreed to talk to us on condition that we disguise her voice and only use her OnlyFans name, which isn't her real name. So, Tiffany, explain to me, firstly, why you sent us that email over the weekend.
So, for me, I sent it because I'm so sick of, like, everyone, you know, I'm outside the school gates of school, or you're in the shopping centres, or online, or even on social media, like, everyone's always giving out that about money, and they can't afford this for their kids, and they can't afford that for their kids. Like, it's just typical Irish mentality, no, and do nothing about it. It's like, you know, you're going to come out about it, but you have, there are ways of doing things, and instead of doing them, you're going to sit on your ass and come out about it. It's just like, where there's a will, there's a way, and it's 100% true, even with something like this.
So tell me your situation. You described in your email how you're a mother of two young kids from the Dublin 24 area. You're turning 30 this year. And you found yourself without a job towards the end of COVID, is that right?
Yeah, so I lost my job. Just as kind of as the pandemic, we were kind of, everything was reopening. The effects of the pandemic were unfortunately too much to keep alive. Very unfortunately, but now it actually really was the best thing that ever happened. So I lost my job, and my boyfriend was working a 9-to-5, where the money wasn't great. So we were kind of thinking about ways we could make extra money, and, you know, kind of what we could do to kind of make it work. And so we actually saw, I was scrolling through Facebook one day, and I saw an article about a couple who joined OnlyFans, and as a result were able to buy a house. And it just seemed like it was really kind of a light bulb moment, because we have an amazing sex life anyway. Like, we have sex maybe, I'd say, 10 times a week, 10 to 15 times a week on average. Obviously taking away, you know, when I would be on my menstrual cycle, but we would have sex 10 to 15 times a week. So we thought, kind of like, you know, why wouldn't we make a few quid on it if we could? It's easy. We enjoy doing this. I've never looked back.
So tell me how the whole thing works. I'm going to be talking to a woman in a couple of minutes, and I understand that from talking to you off air that you had heard her podcast that she did with us last year, and that was further inspiration to go down this road. I'll be talking to Sinead in a couple of minutes, but let me ask you, what does it involve?
We set up our OnlyFans, and then we try to get people for us to try and get people to sub to our channel, basically. So we get people who will pay us for our content, but then we also do custom videos. Right now I'm not charging too much for the custom videos because I'm still not doing it that long. So let's say, for instance, for a custom video, I charge 50 quid. Hopefully, as my channel grows and our kind of our subscription base grows, we'll be able to charge more. Right now, we're trying to more so get people to sub to us and take it from there. So yeah, we have our content that we post, and then we do our custom videos, and then as well, we can get people to like tip. People can tip us.
So a client might contact you and say, I want you and him to do a specific sex act or a specific position, or maybe ask you to do a custom video on your own. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so for a couple of times I've done like solo masturbation, and that could be with or without toys. And we could get people asking just for, you know, standard sex. We could get people looking for anal sex, we could get people looking for a bit of S&M. The big one lately is there's a lot of deep throat. A lot of people like deep throat, and then to the point that I would be gagging and get sick. So some videos, that was one we did recently, and we have people asking about the pearl beads. which is when your partner ejaculates on your chest or around your neck to make like a pearl necklace, what would look like a pearl necklace. So that was one I was asked for recently enough as well, which I'd never heard of. So, you know, I'm still kind of learning all the time from what people request. Now, we've never brought a third person in, but it's not something that I'm completely closed off to. Because we have had requests about that, like, you know, cuckolding, it's called. It's where your partner watches you have sex with someone else.
And how do you feel about going down that road?
Initially, when we started doing it, because we are a serious couple and because we do really care about each other, it's not something I would have thought about. But when I see the demand for it and, you know, people asking for a third person, you know, there is money in it and it is just a transaction at the end of the day. So it's something that where I was really close off before, I'm definitely opening my mind a little bit more because you have to look at it like it's a business transaction. It's like an act, you know what I mean? It's like if you were to go out stage and perform, it's what people want to see and they're paying for it. It is business and nothing else.
Now, if I'm a subscriber to your channel, will I see yourself and himself? Will I see your entire bodies? Will I see your face? And if I knew you, would I recognize you?
Yeah, you would. So initially we kind of thought we'd do it without face, but that's really hard for stuff like face fitting and for like blowjobs. There's a lot of people who really like, you know, coming on when he comes on my face. It's very difficult to perform sexually while having your face covered because obviously there's so much that involves the mouth and oral sex. So we had initially kind of agreed that would be, but we very quickly kind of realized that that wasn't going to work. And there's so much competition out there that we were just kind of, we were going in and doing ourselves an injustice because who's going to pay for when you can't see faces when there's people out there who are showing their faces? So we kind of had to say, right, fair enough, if we want to make your bob, this is what we need to do. We need to kind of be left, I suppose, anonymous about it.
Okay, but not anonymous enough to hide your face. If I were to be a subscriber on your channel and I happen to know you, I would recognize you straight away. Is that correct?
And yeah, like if you saw me, let's say in the square in Tala today, you'd know straight away who I am. You'd recognize me. But the reason that I suppose that for the purpose of, you know, the conversation we're having now, the reason that I want you to disguise me is because I'm conscious of the fact that I have two young children of school going age and I know what would happen if maybe this got out. So I'm not nervous. I'm not ashamed of what I do. I make really good money. I'm making 10 grand a month, on average, 10 grand a month, where as opposed to before, where between us, we're making 3 grand a month. Yeah, I pay my taxes, and OnlyFans take 20% of whatever I make, but I'm still coming out with a far better monthly income than I ever have. And I could go to college for 10 years and not be getting what I'm getting every month. And it's the easiest money I have. Because, you know, performing oral sex, you know, it takes, a video could take maybe 10, 15 minutes, if even, and I make a lot of money on that video. Like 10 grand a month is nothing I would have ever dreamed of earning before in a regular job. Not to mention the fact that I don't have to worry about childcare. I don't have to worry about being out of the house early in the morning or getting home late. This is all in my time, what I want, in my bedroom, in my home. I can do it. We could be sitting there on a Sunday night and I could turn around and say, do you want to make a video? And off that video for 15 minutes, we'll make a couple of hundred quid.
Let me go back to the point about being identified. And I understand why you want to disguise your voice in order that you not be identified because, as you said, you have children of school-going age. Are you not concerned, though, that by being identifiable on your OnlyFans channel, that could still get back to your children of school-going age?
There's always that possibility, but I suppose I'm minimising the risk by hiding my voice. And the way it is, from my experience, that people who subscribe to OnlyFans and my clients and my fellow's clients, you know, they're not the kind of people who go talking to other people about it. So even if, let's say, one of the dads from my children's school, I'm not even going to say their genders because I'm trying to keep myself anonymous for this purpose, but from my children's school, if one of the dads is a client of mine or has watched has subscribed to my content or asked for a custom video, he's not going to talk about it. So, and he's certainly not going to even say, like, he's not going to say it to anyone, because there is that kind of, like, it's something that's very personal and people don't tend to talk about it. So I'm not concerned in the slightest about it getting back, because he's not going to say anything. And especially if he's got his own wife or partner.
But what would you be worried then about being identified from this interview? What's the difference?
Because with this interview, I kind of feel like I know a lot. Like, I've been listening to you guys from, like, back years ago, from when I was, like, 16. I used to listen to you go to bed at night. And I know that a lot of people in my circle and around my area listen to you guys every single day. So by me coming on and having my voice, you know, undisguised, I would be asking to be identified. Like, this way, you know, most people who hear this probably, I would think, don't have an OnlyFans account, and, you know, you can't match the voice to that. So I'm anonymous now, I'm under a blanket, so I feel like I can be expressive and I don't have to worry about going back to my children's school. But I know if I didn't have my voice disguised, that absolutely somebody who knows me would hear this and recognize me.
Okay, let me go back to your email. And the point of your email was you were down on your luck, you were struggling financially, and you decided, what the hell, we'll try and make some money out of our already amazing sex life, and you opened up your OnlyFans account. You describe how you're earning quite a bit of money now. Are you really suggesting that anybody else who is struggling financially needs to take a mobile phone out and start videoing their sex life?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to moan about it and you're going to give out, you're going to say, well, I can't afford this, and you're going to go on like you've no options. I'm just saying, there are options, okay? It might be a bit weird at first. Like, I never thought I'd see myself, like literally ejaculating inside my vagina and then us recording it, seeping back out of me for a video for money. I never thought I'd see that happening, but we're doing it, and we're doing really well from it. And that's just using one example of a recent video we did. It's called Cream Pie. And I'll tell you now, if you're going to moan about not having money, there are ways of making money. Just shut the fuck up moaning about it and do something about it.
Because an awful lot of people will say, excuse me, I have pride in myself. I wouldn't lower myself to that level.
Well, an awful lot of people that struggle to pay their bills and not go on holidays. Like, I mean, we have 3 holidays booked this year. Before, we would have been lucky to get one. We have 3 holidays booked, 2 that are outside of Europe. And my children have never been outside of Europe. And thanks to the job I'm doing now, I'm going to bring them to the States this year, and I'm going to bring them to Dubai then. And that's because of what I'm doing. So, you know, people can judge me and say that I've sold myself out or whatever, but when you're sitting at home counting your pennies, I'll be sitting in a posh hotel in Dubai. So, you know, who's the winner and who's the loser?
Again, going back to the fact that you already mentioned that you're a mother of 2 kids of school-going age, you don't want your kids to find out what you're doing, you're protecting your identity with voice disguise here, you obviously aren't proud of what you do, or you would let everybody know that you do it.
Oh, no, I'm super proud. I personally don't see a problem. I don't see what is wrong. If somebody wants, if you don't like it, don't watch my videos. Don't watch what we're doing. Mind your own business. But in terms of shame, I'm not ashamed at all. I'm just kind of conscious of the fact that I have young children, and I'm conscious of the fact that, you know, kids, things can get out around kids, and I don't want to put it to you. If my children were older and, you know, maybe if they were adults, I definitely wouldn't be so kind of like, oh, you know, I want to keep this like under wraps. I definitely would be way more free about it. I wouldn't be at all changing my voice or anything like that, because, you know, then they're old enough to understand the bullies and stuff are obviously your past the bullying age. But, like, I'm just conscious of making my kids a target to other kids, because we all know what happens when someone has something that they can pick on. I don't want to give them that. I don't want to give them a reason to be picked on. But in terms of being proud of it, if I didn't have young kids, I would happily shout it from the rooftop.
So people listening to us right now who are really struggling financially, who may be homeless, they could be living in hotel accommodation with young children, really, really down on their luck. Again, I'm asking you, are you saying this is a job, and I use that in air quotes, this is a job you should consider?
No, this is a job. I don't know why you're using air quotes. This is a job. I am making money. I am making serious money. I am paying taxes. This isn't something that I'm doing. This isn't some dirty little kind of thing I'm doing down a back alley. This is my job. This is now our job. This is our income, our sole income. So, like, this isn't an air quote job. This is now my way of life. This is a lifestyle, and it has allowed me to move into a nice area that I've wanted to live in for a long time, in a really nice house with a really nice garden, and it's allowed me to have nice clothes, get my hair done, go for facials, and not the kind of facials that my fella would do to me on camera, the other kind of facials. It allows me to... And my children, it allows my children to have a quality of life that they would have not had if it weren't for this job without the air quotes.
How long will you keep this going?
As long as there's money in it. As long as I don't have to worry anymore about, you know, oh, you see people on social media and it's like, oh my God, look at how much my electricity bill was this month. What am I going to do? And they're literally posting screenshots of their bills for their electricity. I'm like, I look at that and I'm like, girl, you're only doing that because you haven't yet realized that there's a better way, or either you're too prudish to do the better way. So when you're awake at night worrying about your bills, I'll be sleeping soundly in my 4 grand mattress. And I know that sounds crass, but there are ways of, you know, having better. Just like, don't be so prudish, or like anyone who judges me, like I just kind of laugh. I'm like, I don't care. I know if I got out of judgment from the other mothers outside the school, I know they'd be like looking at me and judging me, but like secretly I'd be laughing at them because I'd be like, okay, well you have to budget for your shopping this week. I don't. So who's, you know, who's laughing really?
Let me ask you then, in terms of family and friends, what has the reaction been like from them, or do any of them even know you're doing what you do?
Oh yeah, like my friends, my close friends. Now, again, for my kids, I'm careful about who I tell, but like my close friends know, some of my family members know. I'm really close. I have a twin sister, who, by the way, will not be featuring in my videos, but she knows. So, like, in my close circle, people do know, and the reaction kind of was like shock, because it's not something they would have ever envisioned me doing, because I would have always been like, before this, I would have been quite... a conservative person. I would have been very kind of an introvert as well. Like, this would have been like not my wildest dreams, but you know, they see I'm making money, I'm providing a lifestyle that's more than adequate for my family and for, you know, myself. So, and even if they didn't like it, if you don't like it, then, you know, I don't really care. You can go back to doing you and I'll do what I'm doing. It doesn't really bother me, but the reaction at the start was kind of shock, but, you know, they got on board. Now, they would never watch the videos, they'd never subscribe to our content or anything like that, but they know I do it.
You mentioned earlier on that one of the reasons you decided to get into this was that you had a particularly healthy sex life, you had a lot of sex. Do you get off on the fact that other people are watching you or other people are telling you what to do?
100%. At the start, it was really weird because we had requests for, like, so pegging and fisting. Like, that was something that would never have been brought into our bedroom, ever. But there's been, it's actually so exciting because we're learning so much about each other through doing this, because people are bringing things to our attention that we didn't know was actually a thing. So we're having so much fun. Now, it is like a job as well, you know, where there's some things you're kind of like, oh God, but there are so many things that we've never done before that we've literally only done because we've been asked, and has been the best experience ever. Like, we are having so much fun doing this. Like, he would never, ever have let me fuck him with a strap on, ever, in the hallway. Like, I'm on those Sundays, and if I ever even had a suggestion, he would have been like, no way. But it happened, and it was actually, we really enjoyed the experience, and we got paid for it.
Tiffany, it's been Fascinating talking to you. I'm still curious as to why you wanted to talk to us in the first place, but I'm always very happy to talk to anybody about anything on this Opinions Matter podcast. Your final message then for people who wouldn't in a month of Sundays feel that they were that desperate as to go on to OnlyFans to make money. What is your final message to them?
I would rather have money and have not to worry about bills or electricity or food. I would rather do that. Nobody is judging me, and the kind of people who are going on to watch my content, they're like-minded. They're obviously, they understand that this, you know, we are, this is 2023. This isn't the old days under the Catholic Church rule anymore. You know, like, take a leap of faith. Try it. You might actually enjoy it. If you are going to moan about not having money or not being able to afford like the basics, there are options. And yeah, okay, it might be a bit weird at first, but you actually might enjoy it. And you know, like this, I actually think that this, I suppose as well, the reason that I'm talking about it is like, I actually think that this should be kind of like seen as a norm. It should be seen like going into a supermarket or an office or a school to teach. In terms of it actually being seen as a job, because this is a job. So, you know, like, stop it and get your kid off, have a bit of fun, and make some money. They're like, I don't know what else I can say. I'm so sick of seeing whinging, typical Irish people who will do more but do nothing the fuck about it.
As I said, Tiffany, it's been fascinating talking to you, and thanks very much indeed for talking to us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. In just a moment, I'm going to be talking to a woman that featured on this podcast last year about her similar story of how she has made money from OnlyFans and is quite proud about the fact that she makes money from OnlyFans. The lady's name is Sinead, and in just a moment, I'm going to be talking to her about a new documentary that has been made featuring her and the work that she does. I'll be talking to Sinead in just a moment.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I'm going to be on boxes like that.
I'd love to be in a magazine, love to be doing porn modelling, love to be in Playboy.
Oh!
I don't regret one single thing in my life at all.
You feeling horny?
That's it, wasn't for this, babe.
Mom! What?
I'm not a perfect mom, you know? They want to have a tug at themselves over me. They're going to pay me for it.
What you were listening to there is the audio from a trailer for a new documentary called Call Me Mommy, A Mother's Love is a Blessing. And it's a documentary that has been made about a lady that we spoke to on this podcast last year. Her name is Sinead Connell. And at that time, Sinead was telling us about her journey on OnlyFans and how she made money out of it, how her family approved. Some of them did, others didn't. And she told the whole story. That podcast is still available if you want to listen to it, because this is kind of a follow-up to that podcast of last year. And Sinead joins me on the line. Sinead, welcome back to Opinions Matter.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back on.
So, Sinead, it's a good year now since we spoke to you on this podcast, and things have kind of gone from strength to strength by the looks of it.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, a lot of things have also like changed in different ways since I've been on the phone to you. You know, I've kind of got a bit more experience in the industry now, and I've kind of taken a slightly different route to my content and things like that, you know.
Okay, so explain to me, before we talk a bit about the documentary, what has changed since we spoke to you last year?
Well, I was speaking to you last year. I did a lot of the mainstream porn type of things, where I would be pleasing men more in a sexual way, you know, with my video content and things like that. But now I've done far more dominatrix stuff. So my page would be less sexually explicit now and more in tune with fetishes and financial domination and things like that. So I've just kind of realized what I enjoy doing in the industry more compared to what I didn't enjoy as much. So I've kind of grown in that direction.
Okay, so you've kind of you've fine-tuned what you're doing, basically.
Kind of. You know, I just have different... I've just found out what my niches are, what I enjoy doing more, and what works for me.
Now, one thing, and thank you very much indeed for enabling me to see a copy of the documentary. And as I said, the documentary is called Call Me Mommy, A Mother's Love is a Blessing. Tell me how this whole project came to pass.
Well, I was in a group chat at the time. You know, a lot of the girls are in different group chats, and I happened to be in an Instagram group chat at that time. And one of the girls had put in that director had been in touch with her and that she wanted to interview a few girls that were in the sex industry, particularly doing OnlyFans, and, you know, would anyone be interested? And, you know, a lot of the girls weren't interested because, you know, we get a lot of hate and things like that, and they don't like talking about themselves. And a couple of the girls went forth for it, and I kind of got in on it last because I hadn't been in the industry that long, and I hadn't been in the group chat that long. And I said, well, you know, I'd love to do it, tell her I'd be interested in talking to her. And then I don't think I heard anything for about a month, and then Tara rang me up and she came out and interviewed me. And then we actually did a couple of filming scenes, and then the Virgin Media show was being made at the same time that I had been on, and that was being filmed the same time as Call Me Mummy. And Call Me Mummy, then the Motherland, they came to me and said they wanted to just base the film kind of purely on my life and things like that, because, you know, along with the other four girls that they previously filmed and recorded for the last year, they found that it was too much to also try to slot me in. You know, because there was a lot of different stories getting entangled, and that's very hard to kind of cut down into a 15-minute movie, so they decided to just go with myself. So they kind of had to start all over again, which delayed the film, you know, by a good bit.
Okay, so as I said, it's called Call Me Mommy, A Mother's Love is a Blessing, and it's a 15-minute mini-documentary all about you and what you do.
Yeah, about me, my life, what got me into this job, what a day in my life is like. It's not so much about the sex industry, more as somebody that just works in it, has a normal life as well, if that makes sense.
And it's quite a touching documentary because you speak quite openly about having lost your mam and how she was your number one supporter. It was kind of sad to listen to you talk about her.
Yeah, it was an emotional movie to make, I'm not going to lie, because as I say, it began kind of, it started out as just talking about my job and things like that, and then it was like, I was like an onion, they were unpeeling layers of me, because, you know, that filming went on for well over a year with me, and I know you only see 15 minutes of that, but there was a lot more interviews, a lot more looking into my past and things like that. So it kind of brought up a lot of memories for me. And like, so what you see in the movie is, you know, true. Like I know I'm quite vulnerable in it, but, you know, it kind of did bring back a lot of stuff that I had to deal with in my younger years. And it kind of just brought it to the surface. And I really enjoyed making it and letting people see that part of me, because then they look at you beyond being just a sex worker. They can kind of see the person behind that. Do you understand?
I do. And as I said, it was very gripping. Now, it's not available publicly yet, but will be in the next couple of weeks. And I'd have to recommend to anybody to watch it. It really is. It tells a fascinating story. And what I admire most about you, Sinead, I'll be honest, is how open you are about the work you do, the OnlyFans creation and all of that. How open you are, because Only a couple of minutes ago, I spoke to another woman. Now, I know you haven't heard this interview yet, but she would only speak to me on condition that I disguised her voice because she's not prepared to be identified and recognised. That is a problem for creators generally, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And like myself, I have run a little support group chat and I have a lot of girls in it. And I do encourage them, like whenever I get the opportunity to bring girls into interviews or to, you know, help them out in any way, I always encourage them to do interviews, because if people don't understand that the sex industry is kind of like a bit underground, people think it's seedy, it's not spoken about enough. But there again, if you're not talking about it, raising awareness about it, letting people know who you are, then it's lulling people into a false reality. Some girls think it's incredibly glamorous. Other people think sex workers are disgusting. So I think it's really important to give people that choice, either, you know, to change their, people can still have the same opinion about me once they see the movie. But I just hope it kind of makes people more aware and less judgmental, and maybe try to see that we're human beings as well, you know?
And one of the things that lady, Tiffany, said earlier on to me was that she's conscious that she has young children, and even though the content that she creates, you can see her face, she's not overly concerned about being identified from that. She's more concerned about her voice being identified from this podcast. But one thing she did say was that she would recommend anybody who's struggling financially should go down the route of OnlyFans. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would be very much against people just thinking it was an easy way to earn money. And personally, I think that's extremely bad advice and information to give out. I have some months that are very poor earnings and I have months that are better. It's a lot to put at risk in the hope that you're going to make a few quick bob. Especially when you do have kids and you've got a whole lot to lose. It's not something I would recommend, 100% not. I would disagree with that completely.
And let me ask you then, what are the pitfalls then? Why, you know, when I listened to that lady a couple of minutes ago saying that she's earning 10 grand a month, you think to yourself, Jesus, that's money for old rope. What are the pitfalls? What's the downside
of this job?
Yes.
I think there's plenty of downsides, and I think it would be ridiculous not to look at the downsides. It's one, well, if you're a mother, you have your kids that are out there in the open to be, you know, slagged off, judged, you know, embarrassed. So that's one issue that I think mothers have to really think about.
You and know? How have you dealt with that? Because you are a mother of four yourself.
I think when I began, and this is what I think has changed since I was last on with you, I think that when you start OnlyFans and you're earning a lot of money at the beginning, it gets to your head a bit. You feel it's quite, you're invincible, you know, and it doesn't really matter. People aren't going to find out. Nobody's going to flag your kids. If they do, if they're a problem anyway, you know, you're on the defensive all the time. You kind of feel like, you know, so what if I'm a sex worker and I'm a mom? You know, it doesn't make a difference. And I kind of went into it with that mindset. I haven't regretted it since, don't get me wrong. I'm extremely lucky it hasn't affected my kids with their friends. But again, it has affected my kids' relationships with the rest of my family because the rest of my family don't speak to me. And that's something that kind of weighs heavily on me now. And it was kind of when I was making Call Me Mummy and things like that, that you look at different parts of yourself like that. And that to me is one of the downsides. You really have to consider what you're doing. And if you do this job, don't put your kids online ever, 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 ever when you have a job like this. I think that's completely wrong. Also, you know, it's judgment from other people. Also, if this job doesn't work out for you, I know so many girls that started this job with me and they're not doing it anymore. They're just not doing it. So there again, if their pictures are leaked online, you know, family members see it, future job prospects. Also, a lot of the girls are quite, I would say, clueless when they think. A lot of the girls out there, they're very young. I work with very young girls and they would be saying, you know, oh, I'm just going to give this job up in 3 or 4 years and meet somebody and have kids. And I don't think they realise that that may not happen for them because somebody may not want to be with an ex-sex worker and have children with them, because men don't particularly look at sex workers as wife material. And a lot of me people can disagree with me saying that, but I'm 42 years old and I know what I'm talking about, because when you're in your 20s, OnlyFans and the sex industry or stripping is kind of cool to men, you know? They'd love going out with a stripper. They'd love to, you know, because it's cool and they're earning a lot of money and it looks great in their social medias. Then, you know, when you're my age or, you know, there's mature men around you and things like that, it wouldn't necessarily be a good thing. Now, it doesn't affect me because I don't want to be in a relationship. But this is just things that the younger generation don't think about when they go into this job, because at the moment it's so trendy. It's so secretive.
Okay, so it's not all it's cracked up to be. It's not all that was being made 100%. Out by that lady Tiffany a while ago. As you said yourself just a second ago, you know, when you're new at it and you're making a few bob out of it, you think your own shit doesn't stink, but really you're creating problems or potential problems for yourself.
I think so. I think, well, I don't know what age that lady is. And
she's,
you know,
30.
Well, so she's quite older then, but... I personally, I don't think that you should be allowed to join a platform like OnlyFans or anything to work in it unless you're 25. I think that 18, 19, even early 20s is far too young to be getting into this type of industry to do what you have to. It's just not something I would encourage girls to do. Now, if they really wanted to do it and everything, I would help them out. I'd give them advice. I'd give them a true rundown of what they're going to have to deal with. So I would just totally disagree with advising it to people or glamorizing it or anything like that. Of course, there's perks to the job. Of course, there is with any job. But there's a lot of downsides for vulnerable girls to be getting into this type of job.
As I said, Sinead, one of the things that I admire about you is how upfront you are, how open you are in terms of being prepared not only to do interviews like this. You've done radio interviews. You're now part of this documentary. Do you intend to always be as public as you are about what you do?
Of course. I mean, I would hope, you know, like the more I work in the sex industry, the more I see the problems the younger girls are having. There's so much things I'd like to change about it, or I'd like to advise and help girls. Even when I'm at a place where there's lots of people, people like flood to me to ask me questions about the sex industry.
Because you're the mature woman.
Well, just because people are shocked. I think when people see a sex worker out in public, the public talking about it, they feel like they're seeing a unicorn, because not many girls do. So like people, you know, come to me telling me about their sex lives and their relationships and their kinks, and their people are just so fascinated by it. And it just, you know, I don't mind giving the information. People can ask me anything, and if people disagree with what I say, that's absolutely fine as well, you know. And I don't expect everyone to like me. I don't expect all the OnlyFans girls to agree with me or other sex workers. But from a mature woman's point of view, with children, who's been married, divorced, everything else, I can just say what I feel on the matter, you know?
All right, the documentary, it's a 15-minute documentary. We played a bit of the trailer there a while ago. It's called Call Me Mommy, A Mother's Love is a Blessing. And as I said, Sinead, it's not available just yet, but will be released in the foreseeable future.
It will definitely be. It should be, yeah, released in the next month or so. There's just a couple more festivals for it to do and things like that.
Because, lest I forget, that it actually featured in the Sundance Festival.
Yes, and it was nominated for the IFTAs as well, which I was just at on Sunday night. So that was super exciting. It was amazing. It didn't win, but the fact that it was nominated there at all was just amazing. And the Sundance was like a dream. And if you had told me this when I was making this movie, like, I just never would have believed the amazing reception it's gotten from people. And it just makes me so proud, you know.
Well, Sinead, I look forward to other people seeing it. I had the privilege of watching it myself today. I would really recommend, and it's only 15 minutes out of your life, I would really recommend, when it becomes available, that everybody give it a watch. It's called Call Me Mommy, A Mother's Love is a Blessing, directed by Tara O'Callaghan, and featuring this lady here, Sinead Connell. Sinead, thanks very much indeed for talking to us again on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and the best of luck with everything in the future.
Adrian, I appreciate you so much watching the movie and for the fantastic review of it. And I hope it's changed your opinions maybe on a few things.
It has. That's why I'm recommending the people watch it. Sinead, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sinead Connell is that lady's name. And as soon as that documentary is released publicly in the next week or two, we will publish it on, or we'll publish a link to it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK. And Jeremy D. Thanks for listening to this special Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian Kennedy. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.